This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 822, Worst Writing Rookie Mistake on Computer IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you going to take the computer version or the paper version of the exam? There are pitfalls and advantages to both. In today's show, you'll learn about the dangers and the benefits of the writing exam on the computer-delivered IELTS. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. I am happy to be, into 2020. I'm excited for the new year. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah. Me too. I'm excited to turn 40 in three days.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. I hope you have a really good, you're going to Mexico, right? A little trip to Mexico.
Yeah. My mom and I are going to Mexico for just a little short vacation, like 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. 3 days with like not caring for any other, human or animal and just having me and my mom and my books and that's amazing. That's a dream.
That's going to be good. Have a good time.
I completely will. And you know what's crazy? So I was like, okay, what have I been doing for the past 40 years? So much, by the way, guys. And such a large part of my adult life has been IELTS. That's crazy to me. I was an examiner for 14 years, which is huge.
Oh my gosh.
And I have been teaching IELTS for even longer than that. So
Amazing that you've been in it so long. And we're so lucky here at IELTS Energy to have that insight, right? From inside, how many hundreds of speaking tests have you done, writing tasks that you've graded have that? And then we combine that with my teaching experience. I lived in Japan and have taught for about 14 years as well. Right? Not IELTS, but general fluency. And, put this together, we're packing a great team here.
IELTS Energy packs a punch, you guys. All of those qualifications and experience, it is amazing and it is necessary when you're looking for a teacher.
Oh,
and
huge.
Also, you need someone who, has gone to the furthest extent to make sure it's correct. So not only have all of these strategies been tested out with thousands of students that we've had go through 3 Keys IELTS and get amazing scores. But as you guys know, we are working on an amazing 3 Keys computer course right now.
Exactly.
And I even went to Canada last summer to take the computer test myself so I could test out these strategies first so you get to know all of the inside information.
Yeah, I love that, Jessica. I think one of the dangers out in the IELTS world is that a lot of people teaching IELTS haven't taken IELTS. They don't understand IELTS from a deeper level, right? And so the fact that you got on a plane, you went to Canada, you took computer IELTS, and then we're learning these new strategies in computer IELTS based on that exact experience, right? That's huge. That is huge, guys.
Yeah, totally. I think we've done episodes before on how do you make sure this person is a good IELTS teacher or tutor or a good school? And this is another question to add to that list before you make a decision. It's have you taken the test?
Yeah, exactly. Or if they haven't taken it, what kind of contact have they had with someone that was inside the exam, right?
Exactly.
Like an examiner. Have they been trained under an examiner? That kind of thing. But let's get into computer IELTS because we are getting ready to launch our computer 3 Keys IELTS course in a couple weeks, right, Jessica? Or maybe less than that, pretty soon here.
Super soon, you guys. And if you want to be the first person to know when this course is available and get an early bird price. Wink, yeah. Wink. Get on the list, you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/computer. And so you will be the first to know when this amazing course is finished.
Yeah, I love it. And so in previous episodes, last week, we've talked about the different parts of the test on the computer IELTS, right? We talked about listening on the computer, the listening test, the reading test.
Exactly.
Have we talked about the speaking test yet on the computer? It's not on the computer, though.
It is not on the computer. So speaking is exactly the same, you guys. Great. So Lindsay and I talked about the listening already last week. And then Aubrey and I also talked about the reading on the exam. And so today we're going to finish this little computer series by talking about the writing.
Yes.
And the listening and reading, like, that's really... that's the most difference, because same question types, but the format may be different, right? So definitely, guys, go back and listen to those two previous episodes to learn more about those differences. And I would say writing is actually like the most similar, right?
Right.
You're graded on exactly the same stuff. The same examiners, highly trained, are grading your essays. It is not graded by a computer. I had someone ask me that recently.
Oh, no, interesting.
Examiner, a real person grades it. Same requirements to get that 7 or higher, okay? So all those three key strategies work. Like, they're all guaranteed there to get you that 7 or higher.
Exactly.
But there are some important differences in how we go about the computer test, right? Different than handwriting. What do you think a difference is that listeners need to be aware of? The very first computer-delivered IELTS course is brought to you by 3 Keys IELTS. If you want to be the first to find out when this course is finished and get the early bird discount, get on the computer mailing list, guys. Sign up allearsenglish.com/computer. That's allearsenglish.com/computer.
Yeah, so there are some things that we need to get used to when we prepare around the interface, right? The user interface, because if we're not ready for it, you know, things like scrolling down, as we're scrolling down that screen, we need to understand that, first of all, that we can scroll down.
Exactly.
Because that is in one of our course videos, guys, that we mentioned that some students may not even know that they can scroll down.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is the importance of me actually going to do the test itself and experiencing, like, I spend a lot of time maybe not just answering the question, because I wasn't there to like actually take the test, right? Like I did, but I was experimenting with all of the functions and stuff. And I noticed like that could be a real danger, because some of these academic task one questions might go below the fold of the screen, right? And students, maybe they would miss that second graph if they weren't aware that that was possible.
So that would be a kind of a rookie mistake, right?
Exactly.
And you guys aren't going to make those. And we do have so many more of these inside the course. We'll show you all of the things that you want to be aware of. These are only a few of them today, but you'll see them inside the course. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's easy to get into our tunnel vision on test day, get nervous and forget something that may seem obvious, but if we don't have the experience practicing it and knowing it, being familiar with it, we may forget that we can actually scroll down.
Exactly, guys. So yeah, that is one of the rookie mistakes that you will learn about in the course, among others. The review lesson at the end of every module, guys, lists out these rookie mistakes, mistakes that hold students back every Saturday. So you will not be one of those students. But I would say overall, the computer version, I am a huge fan of at this point. Like, I think, guys, if you have a choice, you should definitely do the computer version. In fact, just this morning, I was working with a personal coach student, and she was asking me if she should take the computer test, because she works in IT. She is, like, obviously well-versed in all the computer functions and typing and whatever. And I was like, yes, of course you should. so... all the same functions, right? You could select, double click to select it and delete it. So it's easy to correct and proofread. I think it saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it also saves time because for a lot of people these days, typing is faster than handwriting.
Yeah. Oh, hugely, hugely. Absolutely. We all work online pretty much now, right? So it should come a lot more natural to be typing. And what about word count on writing? Now, is there a word count provided in the interface?
Yeah. So you see all the information at all times. So you have the live word count as you type. It tells you how many words you have. And there's also a timer at the top of the screen to tell you how much time you have left. So
good to know.
I think if you don't know that going in, it might cause some pressure because you might be staring at that clock the whole time. But one of our main messages of IELTS Energy and Three Keys IELTS is to control what you can. And that's why being prepared and knowing what to expect, right? Like, that is so important. So yeah. In the course, guys, you are going to learn exactly what to expect on the computer version, which functions are useful and not useful. We've hinted at some of those in the previous episodes, guys, but all of them, all this information will be in the course.
Yeah. And I mean, our strategies in general in Three Keys IELTS, whether you're taking paper-based and you want to get into the course right away, right? Which you can do, by the way, guys, at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Whether you're taking that or whether you're taking computer IELTS, our strategies, they give you a structure that you absolutely must have to survive these tests, right? The writing task one, writing task two, the speaking test.
Exactly.
You have a structure. You know exactly what the examiner wants. You know when you need to move from brainstorming to writing to checking. You know what to do.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So if you are going to take the paper-based version in the next 6 months, get in now, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And guys, whether you're taking the computer version or the paper version, the most important thing is to make your practice IELTS valid. That's something we've talked about on shows a long time ago. We haven't mentioned this phrase lately, to be IELTS valid. It means to make your practice as much like exam day as you can. And the fact is, like, there are no computer IELTS courses yet. We are the first ones. And so that's why we are being so careful when we're making our practice, guys, because we're not giving you paper worksheets. Like, all of the practice you'll be doing is also on the computer.
Yes,
right?
I love it.
Is the best prepared you can possibly be for utilizing these skills and thinking while typing, while staring at a screen.
So good. I cannot wait to launch this course, Jessica. It's going to be so great to get our listeners in there. Guys, again, sign up at allearsenglish.com/computer. You will be on that special list to get an email when it's ready so you can get that special low price just going into it. Awesome.
Yes.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Woo. Okay.
This is so fun, you guys. I am such a fan of the computer test now, and I can't wait to see you guys in the course.
That sounds good, Jessica. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.